play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Welcome back to Sterling High School. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Sterling Golden Warriors just about set to do battle here this afternoon. Coming up a little bit later on, Galesburg High School boys basketball. They'll travel up to DeKalb to take on the Barbs tonight. Brad Bennett with Jim Lee will have that action. And I believe it'll be about 6:40 for the pregame. I believe that one's scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off tonight from DeKalb. As we mentioned, the Galesburg sophomore girls were a winner here this afternoon by a final of 54-24. The Illinois Fighting Illini a winner here, 59-54. Let's send things to PA announcer Chris Palmer.
For Sterling, number 12, 5'8", senior Gabby Sandoval. For Galesburg, number 20, 5'8", senior Casey Williams. For Sterling, number 32, 5'8".
Okay, having an issue with our wireless mic, so I'll go ahead and give you the starting lineup. Streaks will go the same way they've gone throughout the season. They will start with Raina Gully, a 5'5 sophomore guard. Lexi Daniels, 5'5 junior guard. Casey Williams, a 5'8 senior guard. Down to the post, Sabrina Clay, a 5'9 senior, and Shaylee Florine, a 6'1 junior. For the Sterling Golden Warriors, they will start with Carolyn Hamelman. She's a 5'5 senior. Gabby Sandoval, a 5'8 senior. Caitlin Everett, she's 5'5 and a junior. Lauren Fritz is 5'8 and a senior. And Rochelle Robinson, 5'10, and she is a junior. Streaks in their road black, trimmed in silver and white. Sterling in their home white, trimmed in navy and gold. Ready to tip things off here this afternoon from Sterling. Shaylee Florine will step into the center circle for the Streaks at 6'1 and 4. The Golden Warriors, it will be Rochelle Robinson at 5'10. Ready to get things underway this afternoon. Glad to have you with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.com. Tune in radio app as well. Ball is up, and the tip is won by the Streaks. In the backcourt, it is Raina Gully. She'll bring it across for the Streaks. Gives to Casey Williams on the left wing. Sterling opens in a 2-3 zone. We'll see quite a bit of that from them. Backdoor pass from Raina to Casey down on the left block. Can't hit, but she's fouled. And the foul's going to go against Lauren Fritz. That'll be the first foul of the basketball game. And a nice job by Streaks. The Streaks opening with that play against the 2-3 zone. And as Coach Massey, we did get a chance to talk with him. We had to shorten things up due to the length of the Illini game as Casey Williams hits the first free throw. But Coach Massey did talk about the fact that they will see a lot of 2-3 zone from this team. And sometimes some half-court man-to-man pressure, but not much as far as full-court pressure. Second shot for Casey. Missed that one. The rebound comes down to Fritz for Sterling. 1-0 streak, 7:47 to play first quarter. This is Carolyn Hamelman on the dribble on high on the right side. Goes right baseline to Everett. Everett on the dribble in the paint. A runner with the left hand. Bounces off the glass and through. Caitlin Everett, a runner with a one hand from about 13 feet. Puts it up and in.
Yeah, nice little runner by Everett. She found the middle of the lane. There was a wide open pocket where the Streaks defensive just didn't have anybody.
Lexi Daniels left wing for three is good. You know, the other thing that's good to see, and especially it's not so much with a shot like that from the side for Lexi, but this is it's an old field house, and there's no shooting background, or it's way back on each end of the court behind the baskets. But from the side, obviously not a problem for Lexi right there.
Yeah, good job with the ball rotation by Casey, too. She didn't have the ball stick at the top of the key.
Now a steal by Casey Williams. 7 minutes to play first quarter, 4-2 streaks. Right wing, it is Lexi Daniels. Back out high, goes to Raina. Back to Lexi. Right wing, three is too strong. Rebound, Casey Williams tried to run it down on the left baseline. Couldn't quite get there, and it's going to go back to the Golden Warriors. Nice hustle by Casey. Ball goes back the other way. 6:51, first quarter. Streets lead 4-2. Galesburg will in a man-to-man defense. It'll be Carolyn Hamelman to bring it up for the Golden Warriors. Gives way to Fritz, left wing. This is Sandoval. Sandoval on the dribble, stops, steps back, fires a three, and that is good. Gabby Sandoval puts the three in, and the whistle blows, and the ball went into the stands. I think they're going to call a
delay a game
warning on Sterling. I think after it came through, somebody must have tipped it. Ended up in the stands down at the end of the court. So if it happens again, it'll be a technical. I'm guessing Coach Ryan Vasquez will make sure his girls don't do that again.
Yeah.
Raina Gully with it. Right wing it is Lexi Daniels. Back to Raina out high right side. Top of the key, Shaylee Florine. Backdoor pass to Sabrina Clay. And I think Shaylee threw it more where she thought Sabrina was going to be. Sabrina hadn't gotten that far yet, and she got a hand on it, but it went out of bounds.
Yeah, Sabrina probably held that screen a tick longer than what Shaylee thought she was going to, which led to the timing being a little off on that play.
Near steal by Raina. Sterling comes up with it. Ooh, now a bump foul is going to be called on Casey Williams. A little too aggressive there. And you know, that's not really a bad foul. I would say early on, you kind of see what the officials will give you, and they're going to call it a little bit tighter, so you know you can't do that. First team foul on the streak. 6:17 to play first quarter. Inbound knocked away by Raina Gully, and Casey Williams comes up with it. Now Raina has it. She'll bring it across in the center circle. Top of the key now. Goes right wing to Lexi. Back to Raina out high on the right side. Back to Lexi. Right baseline. Fires a three. Good!
That a girl. Lexi just keeps shooting it. She missed that last one, but it was right on the money. And so that one, just once she got a little bit of space, she was able to get it up and in.
7-5 streaks. 5:54 to play first quarter. This is Sandoval. Drives left baseline. Blocked by Casey Williams. Nice job defensively. Nice help by Sabrina Clay. She came from the weak side and helped out. Was straight up. Casey, and that made Sandoval pull up with a shot. Casey was able to get up and get it from behind and knock it away.
Casey making an early cost for Dave Zalbay, crunch time player of the game. She's already got an assist, two steals, and a block.
Robinson lost a handle, finally got it back, picks up, and oh, Streaks should have had a steal on that one, but they did get it across to Jalen Borum, 5'10 junior, who's in for Sterling. Sandoval lost control, but got it out high to Hamelman out near the center circle. She'll dribble left inside the free throw line and traveled with it. Yeah, she got going too fast, tried to stop, and picked up her pivot foot while trying to stop, and the Streaks get it back on the turnover.
Three turnovers now by the Warriors.
5:33 to play first quarter, 7-5 Streaks. Raina Gully will set the offense for Galesburg. It is Sabrina Clay, right wing, on high right side to Raina Gully. Now to Lexi on the right wing, looking for some help. Now bounces for Sabrina down the right block, leans in, shot partially blocked. Sabrina tips it up, and ball gets tipped away, and Shaylee Florine runs it down. Nice hustle by Sabrina to help keep that one alive. Raina Gully to Sabrina Clay out high on the right side. Top of the key, Casey Williams. Left wing, it goes to Raina Gully. Raina, backdoor pass to Sabrina. Pass wasn't strong enough, and got tipped away by Robinson. Sandoval comes up with a step back. Three is good.
Somebody's got to recognize she's a three-point shooter, and you cannot give her space. She looks like she's has no problem just pulling up at the three.
8-7 Sterling, 4:51 to play here in the first quarter. Raina Gully out high, gets it in the paint to Shaylee. Nice drop step to the left turn, and nobody even guarded her that time. Shaylee puts it up and in, make it 9-8 streaks.
And, in fact, they kind of backed away from her, Tom, so you want to see how many times you can get her posted up in there because it seems like they're a little afraid to take her on mano a mano.
Casey knocks it away in front of the Streaks bench, and it'll go back to the Golden Warriors as Caitlin Boyce and Sammy Thompson come in to spell Shaylee Florine and Casey Williams. 4:35 to play first quarter. Galesburg with a 9-8 lead on the Sterling Golden Warriors. Ball knocked away in the backcourt by Raina Gully. Hamelman able to run it down. Now Raina nearly knocks it away again. Hamelman gets it back, and a carry is called. Great job defensively by Raina Gully. Bothered her a couple of times, and she's been bothering her the whole game handling the ball.
Well, Streaks with only a one-point lead here, 4:25 left to go in the first, and Sterling's got to kind of be kicking themselves because they've had four turnovers.
Kaylin Boyson between the circles. Gets to Sabrina Clay, high post, nice pass inside to Sammy Thompson, passed up a shot and kicked it back out to Kaylin. Now in it goes to Sabrina on the left block, and she put it on the floor and got stolen away by Borum.
Three turnovers now for the Silver Streaks, though, to counter.
Borum goes left wing to Sandoval, working against Kaylin Boyson, dribbles right to the free throw line, stops, fires a 16-footer, bounces off no good, Borum with a rebound, and a push is going to be called on, I think, Sammy Thompson on the rebound as Borum ended up on the floor. And I think Sammy going after the ball. Ran into her, picked up her first foul, second team foul on the Streaks. 3:55 to play first quarter, 9-8 Streaks. And it comes to Borum, 14-footer, left wing is no good. Sabrina Clay skies for the rebound and got knocked away. She's able to run it down, gets to Kaylin Boyston. Now it's Raina Gully cross midcourt, right of the center circle. Reyna on the dribble out high near the volleyball spike line. Dribbles between the circles and gets to Kaylin Boyce and out high left side. Back to Reyna between the circles. She'll dribble right, gets picked from Sabrina. Down the right side of the lane, takes some contact, leans in.
Oh, charge, wow.
They call a charge.
That's a terrible call.
That was horrible. Reyna, there was contact. Reyna went up in the air, and there was kind of a bump on the way by, and that should be a no call there.
Well, Reyna initiated the contact, that's for sure. But, you know, it's one of those things where all season long, and no matter what level you watch, the offensive player is allowed to do that and usually gets the benefit of the call or no call.
Sandoval misses the three that time. Hamelman brings down the rebound. First foul on Reyna Gelly, 13 foul on the Streaks. Now Hamelman drives down left side, missed the shot, and the foul's going to go against, I believe, Sammy Thompson.
Yeah, going back to that play with Reyna, usually that's at worst a no call, if not a call for Reyna, and I think that might be what Coach Massey's talking about right now.
Well, kind of pointed something that happened in the paint down on this end, it seems like, as Hamelman puts the first free throw up and in. It's her first point of the ballgame. We're tied at 9. 3:18 to play here in the first quarter. Second shot for Hamelman off the back iron, no good. Sabrina Clay with a rebound. And now, thank you very much, Coach Massey's conversation up a little bit as a reach, a touch foul called on Borum. That's her first foul. I'm not sure if there was even any contact that time.
Well, the second foul on Sterling. Four fouls right now on the Streaks. Coming back into the game is Casey and Shaylee. Going to the bench is Lexi and Sammy.
So Sabrina Clay, Reyna Gully, Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, and Kaylin Boydston. Backdoor pass. Oh, Kaylin tried to get it into Sabrina. Too much traffic, and Sandoval steals it away. Sandoval on the dribble in the center circle working against Kaylin Boyce. A nice job defensively by Kaylin. Now Borum fires a strange
way off the
from her hip. I don't think she's the one you want shooting if you're Sterling. Streaks will let her shoot all day. Sandoval's the one you have to worry about back there. And she's really, I mean, what she does, it's not really easy to do. She dribbles in front of the line and is able to step back and pull up and fire that three.
Yeah, she does a great step back jumper.
2:53 to play first quarter. We're tied at 9. This is Reyna Gully with it out high left side to Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin puts it on the floor, gets to Shaylee down the left block. Shaylee turns
travel.
And
oh, we're going to get a bump foul on Borum.
I thought
again.
They were going to call a charge because just Shaylee turned and there was a little contact, not unlike with Reyna, but they called the foul on.
Oh, I thought it was on Borum, but it's going to go against Rochelle Robinson, her first. Well, I actually thought Shaylee traveled because she turned around and both players were there and she took that extra step. Usually that's where you see those travel called for the bigs because, you know, there's not a lot of contact, but there's some.
Inbound to Sabrina. Nice spin move out of the left block. She went to the left, spun back to the right, put it up and in. First basket for Sabrina. The assist to Casey Williams. Over the top now, Sabrina with a nice defensive play. They tried to throw it over the top to Robinson, and Sabrina Clay knocks it away. 11-9 Streaks, 2:34 to play first quarter.
Yeah, great job by Sabrina setting that play up because you're right. She went to the left hard, so the defense hedged that way, and right when they did, she took a strong spin back to the right.
And Sabrina knocks the inbound away, so the Golden Warriors will have it on the far side. Lexi Daniels back in. She replaced Kaylin Boydson. So the starting five back in for the Streaks. And it comes to, let's see, that was not 24, that's 22. Denasia Phillips, left wing on the dribble. This is Mackenzie Barnhart who's in. Shot blocked by, was that Shaylee the guy that one? Yeah, Shaylee Florine with the block. I saw Sabrina there. I just was kind of looking up from my score sheet here. Goes back to the Golden Warriors. They'll inbound from the left baseline. It'll be Sandoval to do the honors. Out it comes near the center circle to Robinson, and she'll hand off to Sandoval. Sandoval in the center circle on the dribble, on high left side to Borum. Borum on the dribble goes to the free throw line, now penetrates, gets out to the right baseline to Robinson. She puts on the floor, and nice job by Sabrina Clay. She tried to cross over the dribble. Sabrina got in there and grabbed it and tied her up, and the possession arrow points back towards Sterling.
Sterling starting to look a little frustrated on the offensive end down here as the Streaks have knocked the ball away a few times. Now they're a tie-up and then a block shot. Sterling can't really get into whatever their offense is here.
And it comes to Borum. Three-pointer from the hip. In and out, no good. Rebound, Lexi Daniels. And there's going to be a foul called on Borum as Lexi brought the rebound down and got sandwiched between Borum and Mackenzie Barnhart. And that's four team fouls now on Sterling, and that's the second foul on Borum. Back into the Sterling lineup is Lauren Fritz, 5'8", senior. Reyna Gully to set the offense for the Streaks. This is Shaylee Florine to Reyna, top of the key. Left wing it goes to Casey Williams, left baseline to Lexi. Back to Casey now, top of the key, it's Reyna Gully. Miss Shaylee in there, now picks up and Raina fires a three out on the right side. It's good.
Yeah.
They just gave her time. She stopped and set and like, yeah, I'll go ahead and take that one. Nothing but net, 14-9 streak. Sandoval on the dribble. Steps back, gives to Fritz. Out high left side, now in the paint. Barnhart, nice bounce pass to Robinson. She lays it up and missed the easy one. Robinson gets the rebound, though. At Sandoval between the circles for Sterling. A minute and a half to play in the first quarter. Sandoval on the dribble. Penetrates, now sets back, fires a three. I think Casey may have gotten a piece of it. Still was right on target, hit the front of the rim. Rebound, Shaylee Florine. Now Casey Williams, left wing, out high to Raina, and she'll bring it out. Hands off to Shaylee, left wing. Casey gets a pick from Shaylee, turns and gets to Shaylee down the left block, leans in with a baby hook, and good! Nice touch from Shaylee. Nice two-man game between Casey and Shaylee. 16-9 streaks, a minute to play, first quarter. Sandoval on the dribble, left to the center circle, working against Casey Williams. Now in the center circle, picks up and gives to Phillips. Phillips out high on the right side, working against Raina Gully, goes baseline, carried it. And
we're going to get a check foul on Raina. She hit her arm on the dribbling arm of Phillips, and unfortunately she's going to get called for the hand check.
Second foul on Raina, 15 foul on the streaks as Hamelman checks back in and replaces Phillips. Kaylin Boyce is going to come in and spell Raina, I'm guessing, for the – wait a minute. You got Casey and Raina coming out. Nope, it's going to be Raina coming out probably just for the rest of this first quarter. She's got two fouls now. 48.5 to play. Inbound finally comes in to Barnhart. Out of Hamelman, carried it, no call, down the left side lane, scoops up a two-handed shot, almost looked like a Rick Barry free throw on the layup. Ball gets tipped away, and Sabrina Clay comes up with it. Now it's Kaylin Boydston. To Lexi Daniels out high on the right side, to Kaylin out right of the center circle. Streaks looks like they'll work for one with 27 seconds to play. Kaylin Boydston on the dribble, right of the center circle. Now swings it left side to Casey Williams with 20 seconds. Now to Kaylin in the center circle. 17 to play, Streaks with a 16-9 lead. 13 now to play. Kaylin puts it on the floor, and the Streaks will go to the basket now with 8. This is Lexi. Now Kaylin with 6. Backdoor pass Casey, and too much traffic there. Got knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds. Streaks will get another shot at it with 3 seconds to play.
It was a good idea. Unfortunately, it was just poor execution. Rochelle Robinson was able to jump up and get it. Kaylin can't stare down that backdoor pass if she's going to make it. She's got to at least look up top and look away so the defense doesn't expect it.
And it comes to Shaylee high off the glass. No good. Get your own rebound up off the glass. Can't hit. Got fouled.
She was
no
fouled
call.
Big time.
Why do you not call that? I mean, she got what a great pass on the inbound. Sterling fell asleep. Casey found Shaylee wide open down there on the left block. She missed the first. Got a rebound. Got hammered on the second shot. They didn't call it. But the Streaks in the lead. After one, it is Galesburg 16, Sterling 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Mandy Balzer with WGIL. Save your appetite for the 67th annual All-You-Can-Eat Lions Club Pancake Festival. It's at First United Methodist Church on February 20th, serving 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. They'll be collecting eyeglasses and hearing aids, too. Get more info on our calendar.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Get the day's local news headlines and more in your email with a morning brief from WGIL News. It's free and you can subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Back here at Sterling High School. Here at Homer Musgrave Fieldhouse. One quarter in the books. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors 16-9. Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson with you. Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. This is Lexi Daniels on the left wing. Casey Williams out high. Nice pass inside to Shaylee. Lays it up. Can't hit the shot, but she gets fouled from both sides. Think it's going to go against Everett. It's either Everett or Robinson. No, it goes against Robinson. Rochelle Robinson picks up her second foul. That's 5 team fouls on each team now as Shaylee Florine goes to the free throw line. With 2 shots. Shaylee struggled up at Rock Island from the line, and that one rolls off no good. Been a pretty good foul shooter on the season, but she's had a couple of games where she's struggled mightily and other games where she shot really well. Second one is up. That one is good. 5 for Shaylee. Make it 17-9 streaks. Second quarter just underway. This is Hamelman. Right wing to Phillips against Casey Williams. Tried to go baseline. Casey cut her off. Now brings it back out high. Goes into the paint. Pulls up with an 8-footer. That's too strong. Rebound Casey Williams. Now it's Raina Gully with it. She'll bring it across for the Streaks, right of the center circle, and set the offense. Left wing, Casey Williams, a long three-pointer, in and out. Oh, nearly fell back in. Rebound got tipped out by Shaylee Florine, but Phillips comes up with a 4 Sterling. Wow, that one went about as far in as you can get it to go in without coming out. Now Hamelman lost. Hamelman kind of lost her footing trying to get it off to Everett. The ball goes out of bounds. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Into the Sterling lineup, Maya Pearson, a 5'9 sophomore, as she replaces Robinson, who's got two fouls. 7-18 for the first half. Streaks lead 17-9. Shaylee Florine out high left side, left wing. It's Casey Williams. Casey steps in the three-point arc and this to gives to Lexi. Back to Casey. Now high post. It's Sabrina Clay. Now Raina Gully's got it and looks over the defense. Dribbles right, goes to the baseline, splits the defenders up off the glass, missed it, and the rebound tip saved inbounds by Shaylee. And Hamelman had it and ran into Casey Williams. Lexi Daniels came up with it. Streaks got a break there because they. I don't think that. I think Casey was set, and Hamelman just happened to run into her. Right baseline. Lexi for three. That one's too strong. Rebound tipped out by Shaylee, and Casey Williams comes up with it. Now Raina between the circles. Right wing. It's Lexi. She'll fire the three. That one's too strong. There you can see the difference when she's shooting from the wing rather than the baseline here with that shooting background. She struggled a little bit from the wing, and the baseline has been a little bit better. This is Phillips' free throw line. Pass stolen away by Shaylee Florine, stepped into the passing lane, and Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. I think there was something that he didn't like what he saw on that end of the floor, or something he saw that he thinks the Streaks can take advantage of. 6:20 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 17-9 thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They are in front of Sandberg Mall on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, driving a very nice certified pre-owned Nissan Altima. And right now, they've got a great sale going on. The President's Day sale going on now through February 16th. Some great deals on new Nissan vehicles. Over 100 new vehicles in stock. And I don't think their selection has ever been better. A 2015 Pathfinder. It's a 7-passenger SUV. 0.9% financing for 60 months, plus $2,500 bonus cash. How about the 2015 Rogue SUV? 0% financing for 60, plus $500 cash back. 2015 Altima sedan, 0% financing, 60 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash. Three for Lexi. Left corner is no good. Rebound tipped out, and I think Shaylee's going to get called for going over the back. Even though the player was behind her, Shaylee was leaning back into her going after the long rebound. But thanks to the guys at Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to all Streak road games. And check out their President's Day sale going on through February 16th, just in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg on North Henderson Street. Hamelman, nice crossover dribble, bounces for Sandoval on the left baseline. 10-footer is up and good. The Sandoval with eight. And it's 17-11. Streaks under 6 minutes to play first half. Lexi Daniels out high right side. Right baseline, Casey Williams. Back to Lexi out high on the right side. Swings it to Raina. Left wing. She'll fire the three. That one's too strong. And Lexi saved it inbounds. Sandoval gets tied up with Casey Williams. Nice hustle by Casey. Nice hustle by Lexi to save that one inbounds. And the possession arrow points toward... Oh, is it Streaks ball? I thought we had the ball to start the second quarter. No, it does go back. It does go to Sterling.
Yeah, I was going to say, we definitely had it to start, so.
This will be Hamelman to bring it up and set for the Golden Warriors. They come in with a 14-13 record. Hamelman dribbles right, kicks right wing to Barnhart. Barnhart on the dribble, brings it out high right side. Now between the circles, Sandoval, and gives to Hamelman. She'll reset. Hamelman, top of the key on the dribble. Dribbles left, cut off by Sabrina Clay. Sabrina knocked her pass away, and running it down is Pearson out near the center circle. Now back to Hamelman in the center circle. She'll work against Raina Gully. Now it's Pearson. Left wing goes to Sandoval. Gets a pick from Pearson. Sandoval penetrates. Stops. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. Sandoval gets it back, however. Sandoval, top of the key, steps back, fires a three, and that one was short. Thought it was right on target, a little bit short. And Barnhart runs down the rebound. Now it's Sandoval. Drives left baseline. It puts it up off the glass too hard, and Shaylee Florine has a rebound. Oh, a jump ball called. Shaylee had the ball, and Sandoval grabbed her arm, and they called a jump ball. I mean, fortunately, the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. I don't know how in the world you call that. I mean, Shaylee brought the rebound down, and Sandoval jumped right on her arm, and they call a jump ball. My goodness.
Wow. These guys have had some interesting calls so far in this one.
4:47 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 17-11. Casey Williams out high on the left side with this. Raina Gully, top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Lexi. Back to Casey on high left side. She'll fire the three. Bounces off, no good. Sabrina skies for the rebound up off the glass and good.
Sabrina Clay with Sabrina.
19-11 Streaks, 4.5 to play first half. Hamelman on the dribble out high on the right side. Gets to Pearson out high left side. Left wing, it's Sandoval. Sandoval drives baseline, travel, no call. Spun a right-handed layup up, can't hit it. Sammy Thompson with a rebound. Raina Gelly down the right side. Gets around the defender, missed the shot. Sabrina Skies for the rebound. Tried to get it to Sammy. Sammy couldn't get the handle on it. Now quickly back the other way. Sterling with the break. Hamelman down the left side and traveled with it. Thank you very much. I didn't think they were going to call it. It was a really late whistle. She traveled, fell to the floor. There was a scrum for the ball, and then they called the travel. 4:05 to play first half. Streets with a 19-11 lead. What a great move again by Raina down there. She had Pearson to beat, and I don't know how she that is a really hard move to make. You can't teach that. That's something that players just can naturally do, just that kind of step around her without traveling and without making contact.
Well, then a great job by Sabrina. She was able to get her hands on the ball, keep it alive, and then still have the presence of mind to go finish.
Kaylin Boyson in. She'll give Raina a break. Lexi Daniels right wing to Kaylin. Tried to get to Shaley mid-post and overthrew her, and the Golden Warriors come up with it. Now Sandoval gets behind the Galesburg defense, right to her left side, lays it up too strong. Shaley with a rebound. Now Kaylin Boyston on the run. Kaylin will slow it down now, right at the center circle. Now dribbles top of the key, gives to Sammy at the high post. Now kicks out to Lexi for three out high right side. Can't hit, but Casey Williams runs down the rebound. She'll fire the three from the left baseline. That's too soft. And the rebound comes down to Hamelman. Hamelman, two-on-one break down the left side. Casey Williams with a box shot. What a great defensive play by Casey Williams. Quickly back the other way. Shaley down the left side of the lane. Crosses over into the paint. Lays it up. Partially blocked. And the rebound is going to go off of Sterling last. Oh, and they're going to give it to Sterling.
What? It went off Hamelman.
There was not a streak near there where the ball went.
I mean, it clearly went off Hamelman. She was the one that put her hands on the ball.
So what an incredible defensive play, first off, by Casey down here. She hustled down and got up. There was a lot of separation. She knew she wasn't going to get it with the body. Got a hand on the ball. And then down the other way, Shaley didn't hit the shot, but made a really nice you don't see her do that too much coming from the wing, making a nice crossover dribble.
Yeah, nice agile move.
Sandoval runs it down. Stops at the top of the key on the dribble. Now goes right. Working against Kaylin Boyce, and now lost it. And, well, I guess it was a pass. Got it underneath to Robinson. And her pass is kicked away by Raina Gelly. And it's going to go back to the Golden Warriors. 3:08 to play. And I think this official knew the ball should have gone to Galesburg because he went down there and discussed it with the other one, and then they didn't change the call. Now down to the block. Oh, Shaley's going to get called for the foul.
That's Sandoval. Second.
Sandoval was trying to bounce for Robinson. Shaley tried to get around to front, but just got there a little bit too late, and Shaley gets called for. Is that her second? I thought that was her first. Okay, that is her second. I missed the first one. So Shaley Florine with two, Raina with two, Sammy
Remember
with two.
Remember, she got called for that over the back down there on
Oh, that's right. Dare I say, Sabrina Clay, no foul yet.
Yeah, don't
I probably shouldn't
her.
Say it. Well, she's not on the floor right now, so it's okay. So going to the free throw line, that's the 17 foul on the Streaks. Rochelle Robinson will have a chance with a one and bonus. 3:03 to play first half. Streaks with a 19-11 lead. First shot is no good. Rebound, Kaylin Boydston. Raina Gully now, she'll set for the Streaks against the 2-3 zone. Out high left side, Kaylin Boydston. Swing it over to Lexi on the right wing. Now to Raina between the circles. Out high left side, it's Kaylin Boyston with it. Kaylin to Raina, out high right side. Back to Kaylin on the left side near the volleyball spike line. Now it's Raina Gully with it, right side, dribbles right. Picks up, gives to Kaylin, top of the key. And it goes to Shaley in the paint. Turns, puts up the five-footer, no, but she's fouled by Robinson. That's going to be the third foul on Rochelle Robinson. It's interesting what we didn't get to in the pregame from Coach Massey. He was saying that it's an interesting situation. He said I don't think they can stop our bigs, but he said I don't think we can stop their bigs either. Well, so far it's been they can't stop ours, and their bigs really have not done much of anything. It's been their guards that have scored for them thus far.
Yeah, you know, the big thing for the Streaks is they have to continue to go inside now, because three fouls on Robinson, that's going to start making Coach Vasquez go to the bench. And it's going to give the Streaks a real good opportunity to make some hay inside.
First free throw for Shaley was no good. She'll have the second with 2:38 to play. Second shot is up, and that is good. Six for Shaley, 20-11 Streaks. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Borum back in for the Golden Warriors, and a push call. You were right. I shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
Sabrina Clay
picks
with the hand check. That's her first foul, and going to the free throw line will be Jalen Borum for Sterling. She is yet to score in the ball game. She'll have a chance to win a bonus. 2.5 to play, and she hit that one like a line drive. Got up there really quickly and somehow got over the rim and through. It's her first point of the ball game. She's got two fouls. Starters back in for the Streak. Second shot is up, and she hit that one as well. And checking in, she'll be replaced by Caitlin Everett checks back in for Sterling. 20-13 streaks. Under 2.5 to play first half. Shaylee Foreign to Casey Williams on the left wing. Casey puts it on the floor, gives to Lexi. Now Shaylee down the left block, spins in the paint, shot is up, no good. Rebound, Sabrina Clay put back, too strong. And Fritz comes down with a rebound. Streaks did a great job, had a couple of good cracks at it, couldn't get one to fall. Now Sandoval down the left side lane, behind the back dribble, scoops it up off the glass, no good. And Sabrina Clay skies for the rebound. Now it's Raina Gully, one on two, and she's going to pull it out. Now hesitation, kicks it over to Lexi on the right wing. Now to Raina, and she'll set the offense for the Streaks. Now Lexi, right wing, back to Raina, out high right side. Left wing, Casey Williams. Now to Raina, top of the key. Now back to Casey. Now Raina has it out high on the left side, and they call out play number one. This is Lexi Daniels between the circles, out high right side. It's Raina. Ooh, Shaylee wide open down to the post, didn't find her. Now it's Casey, left baseline for three. Good! That is Casey's first basket of the day. She's got 4 points now and 23-13 streaks, 1:29 to play first half. Left wing, this is Barnhart with it against Lexi Daniels. Out high left side, it goes to Phillips, working against Raina Gully. Now right of the center circle, Sandoval, right wing, it's Barnhart. Barnhart dribbles, penetrates, puts it up, and the shot is blocked by Sabrina Clay. Casey Williams with a rebound. Now Raina Gully will bring it up with for the Streaks. 1:10 to play first half. Out high left side, Casey Williams between the circles. Lexi Daniels out high right side. It is Raina. Gets to Shaylee mid-post and made the move. Fake to the right, went back to the left, but moved the pivot foot, and the Streaks turned it over.
Yeah, her foot slid just enough to get garner that call when she tried to go back to the left.
1:03 to play first half, 23-13 streaks as Kaylin Boyston checks in. She'll give Raina Gully a break. She's in there with Lexi Daniels, Sabrina Clay, Shaylee Florine, and Casey Williams. Sandoval will bring it up and set for Sterling. She'll be met by Casey Williams in midcourt. Left wing goes to Borum. Borum puts it on the floor, penetrates. A runner in the paint is too strong. Rebound tipped by Sabrina Clay, brought down by Kaylin Boyston. She looks for some help and gets to Casey Williams, and she'll hand back to Kaylin. And she
traveled
with it, yeah. Yeah, on the handoff from Casey, it kind of came up on Kaylin's arm, and before she could get a hand on top and dribble it, she took a step. Sammy Thompson in for the Streaks. She'll replace Shaylee Foreen with 45.3 to play. Hamelman back in for Sterling. Hamelman will inbound from the right baseline for the Golden Warriors. Looking, finally gets it in to Barnhart on the right baseline. Kicks out to Borum out high right side, and they'll try to set the offense. Hamelman with 40 seconds to play. On the dribble between the circles. Great job defensively by Kaylin Boyson. She lost a handle on it, so I don't know how Sterling.
Oh, that's over and back.
Back. How do you miss that? The official, now a travel.
Jeez.
Thank you, the official right in front of this. My goodness. I don't know.
Are they even paying attention to I don't even think they're paying attention to the game half the time.
Gee whiz. I don't know how in the world you didn't see that.
Because that's exactly where the official on that side of the floor
everybody
was.
Everybody in the gym saw it. Well, and then the travel, the official happened right in front of, didn't blow the whistle. The official down on the baseline blew the whistle on that travel. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if these guys are paying attention.
20 seconds to play. Raina on the dribble in the center circle. Streaks will work for one shot. 23-13 is the Galesburg lead. Now with 12 seconds to play. Raina on the dribble with 10. Gets to Shaylee top of the key with 8. Looking for Sabrina, now back to Raina with 5. Raina gets a pick from Sabrina, stops and bounces for Sabrina, lay it up and good at the buzzer. What a nice pick and roll. It was Raina Gully to Sabrina Clay to end the half, and the Streaks have their biggest lead of the ball game. At the half, it is Galesburg 25, Sterling 13. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our halftime scoreboard. We'll talk about, he's talking to Coach Massey about the over and back. He said, it doesn't matter. The ball didn't go into the backcourt. There was nothing established. She came from the backcourt into the front court.
She was still standing in the backcourt when she caught the ball, which that's clearly an over and back.
And Sterling had control of the ball anyway. Anyway, we'll come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our stats, run down the scoreboard and more. Streaks lead at 25-13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL or WGIL.com.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly probably double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
All beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
The Big Mac, so universally loved it has its own song. But it's not the only burger icon at McDonald's. Where's the song for the quarter pounder with cheese?
Got a lot of beef, beef and cheese, cheese and beef, beefy, cheesy, beef and cheese.
And beef.
The Big Mac and the quarter pounder with cheese. When you're hungry for some burger lovin', there's only one tune you need to know.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, Illinois, time is running out to enroll for health insurance with Get Covered Illinois. The deadline is February 15th. Avoid big health care costs and a tax penalty of $325 or more. Visit GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call to get started now. Financial help is available. More than 80% of those who are already enrolled got financial help to pay for their coverage. And there's free in-person help to walk you through the process. Call 866-311-1119 or visit GetCoveredIllinois.gov to sign up for health coverage before the February 15th deadline.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Sterling High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. We are at halftime, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors by a score of 25-13. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 25-13. Earlier today here on WGIL, which you heard, the Illinois Fighting Illini, a much-needed win against a quality opponent. If they want to get into the NCAA tournament, they defeated Michigan State 59-54 on the road up at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. So the Illini pick up the win 59-54. Now they need to win the games they're supposed to win against the Nebraskas and Michigans of the world. You're not going to beat Wisconsin, but Purdue, I think they have on the road, don't they? Going to need to win those games. But the Illini with a 59-54 win. The Galesburg sophomore girls, a big win here today over Sterling, 54-24. Galesburg High boys, big win over Moline last night. They're back in action tonight. Going to be a tougher test tonight against the Barbs from DeKalb. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that one. And 6:40 is for the pregame, scheduled 7 o'clock tip. And they'll have that one tonight here on WGIL and WGIL.com. So lots of basketball here on the radio today. Streaks lead it here 25-13. We are at halftime. And we'll come back and talk more about this one, run down our halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast for this afternoon, sunshine and a high near 45. For tonight, cloudy with some patchy fog or drizzle after midnight, a low of 36. Tomorrow, clouds with patchy fog and a slight chance for some drizzle in the morning, then rain in the afternoon at a high near 38, but the temperature is steady or slowly falling tomorrow afternoon. By Monday, sunshine at a high near 28. Right now, mostly sunny skies and 45 at WGIL.
Wear it to win. The new purple WGIL button, available at participating sponsors. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Back at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, Sterling High School here in Sterling, Illinois. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors 25-13. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here this afternoon. Our halftime statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Not a whole lot to talk about as far as the scoring. Streaks, all five starters scored in the ball game. 6 points apiece for Shaylee Florine, Sabrina Clay, and Lexi Daniels. Shaylee with two baskets, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Sabrina with 3 baskets. Lexi with 2 3-pointers. 4 points for Casey Williams on a 3 and 1 for 2 from the line. Raina Gully's only basket came on a three-pointer here this afternoon. Streaks with 4 threes in the first half, 3 for 6 from the free throw line. For the Sterling Golden Warriors, they were led in scoring by Gabby Sandoval. She hit a couple of threes early in the game, then had a 2 in the second quarter. That's it for her. 2 points apiece for Caitlin Everett and Jalen Borum. Borum 2 for 2 from the line. Everett with a basket in the first quarter. Carolyn Hamelman on 1 point on 1 for 2 from the line. Rochelle Robinson, who got in foul trouble with 3 fouls, 0 for 1 from the line. The Golden Warriors 3 for 5 from the line. They hit the 2 threes that Sandoval had. As far as foul trouble for the Streaks, Shaylee, Raina, and Sammy all with 2 fouls. 3, as we mentioned, for Rochelle Robinson. 2 for Jalen Borum for the Sterling Golden Warriors.
Well, team stat-wise, it's pretty even on turnover. Well, it is dead even on turnover. Streaks, 9, and Sterling has 9 turnovers so far. The Streaks have a 23-14 edge on rebounds. Offensive rebounding, Streaks with 8, 6 for Sterling. Streaks are shooting at 9 of 26 from the field, including 4 of 13 from downtown. On the other side, I think Sterling just 4 of 23 from the field, 2 of 7 from distance. Individual stats of note, Shaylee has 5 rebounds, a steal, and a block. Sabrina has 7 rebounds, a block, and assist. Casey filling up the stat sheet, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Lexi has a rebound and a steal, and Raina has 3 assists.
Streaks lead it here 25-13. We are at halftime. Boy, what an exciting finish to the Illinois Fighting Illini game, and a strange finish as well. We're still not sure exactly what happened. Foul, I guess, was a technical that got called on Jalen Tate near the end of the game, which he ended up fouling out. And it was a dead ball on a free throw on a block out. And I don't know what the claim was. The Michigan State player claimed he did something. They went back and looked at the tape, and they apparently said, yeah, he did, but fortunately for the alignment.
What it basically was, I guess, was that it was a box out, and when Jalen Tate was boxing him out after the free throw, they called the foul.
Yeah, and I don't know how. I mean, you really have to be way, way, way overly aggressive and really push him out backwards to get called for a foul, and I can't imagine that's what happened. But anyway, fortunately for the Illini, the Spartans missed one of the free throws. I think they had cut it to was 1 at that point. And Illinois able to come down and hit a couple more baskets and come out with the 59-54 win at Michigan State. That's the good thing. Not only a win over a pretty good team, but a win on the road, which the Illini have had. Those have been few and far between. They won at Northwestern. But this is a really signature win. Even though Michigan State struggled a little bit this year, still a good win for the Illini on the road.
Well, and the all-time series now is 58 Illinois, 57 Michigan State. So
wow.
The Illini were able to edge out on that.
All right, just about ready to start the second half here. Again, we've got Galesburg boys basketball coming your way tonight. The boys will be in DeKalb to take on the Barbs. We'll meet up with Brad and Jim as they make their way across 88. We'll meet with them and hand the equipment off to them as they head up to, or I guess from here over to DeKalb later on this evening for a 7 o'clock tip-off around 6:40 for the pregame here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Sterling with the basketball to start the second half. Both teams bring their starters back out on the floor. In the backcourt, it goes to Hamelman. She'll be met by Raina Gully. Hamelman on the dribble, top of the key, dribbles left, goes to the wing, and a ball knocked away. She tried to get it to Sandoval, and Casey Williams got in there and poked it away. And the Golden Warriors will have it back on the far sideline. Inbounding will be Caitlin Everett. And it comes to Robinson out high on the left side. And she picks up her dribble and looks for help. Now gets to Hamelman in the corner near midcourt. Now she'll bring back near the center circle on the dribble. Kind of a double high post there. Gets a pick and...
Ooh, hey.
I think Sabrina Clay, I don't know who they're calling for a foul.
I don't know, but Hamelman carried it pretty much the whole way down.
Casey Williams. I didn't think she was even in the neighborhood.
She was guarding her own player. I didn't see her reach in while she was going by, but that's the only thing I think of. And that was an over and back. She's stepped on the half court line.
These guys just are not paying attention at all. Casey Williams, Raina and Sabrina were near that play where the foul was called.
Casey's girl came from the corner and went over the top, and I don't think she did, but maybe she reached in when she was running by.
Well, Casey just got another block. She blocked Sandoval's 15-footer. And the Streaks have it. Casey Williams left wing, fires a three, in and out, no good. Boy, that's two she's had go down in and pop back out. Tight rims here at Sterling. Sandoval with it for the Golden Warriors. Over the top to Robinson. Robinson plays it up good. That was a nice play. Robinson did a good job grabbing the ball, gathering herself, and putting it up and in. That's her first basket of the ball game. 25-15 Streaks, 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Left wing, Casey Williams to Lexi Daniels between the circles. Right wing, it's Raina Gully, swings it over to Sabrina Clay. Now a nice pass to Shaley, mid-post, now kicks out to Raina. Bounces back for Shaley, drop step toward the baseline, up off the glass and good.
Yeah, great job. Great entry pass right there by Raina. She drew the defense over to her and opened Shaley up, so it was just a one-on-one instead of the double team that Shaley's been seeing most of the afternoon.
Three-pointer for Sandoval out high left side. That's an air ball, and it's going to fall out of bounds, go back to the streak. 6:30 to play, or 6:31 in the third quarter, 27-15 streak. Shaley's got eight now. Streaks of overall pretty good basketball game. The lead doesn't necessarily show it, but they still overall played a pretty good game.
Sandoval hit three of her first six shots. Since then, she has missed on nine straight.
Wow. Now down on the right block, it is Sabrina Clay up off the glass and in. Nice move on the feed from Raina Gully. Sabrina turned toward the right baseline, got it up over the arms of Robinson, up off the glass and in. She's got eight now, 29-15 streaks. Right wing, this is Everett with it. Everett on the dribble, nearly lost it, got it back. Out high on the right side against Lexi Daniels. Now gives to Sandoval in the center circle. Sandoval tried a backdoor pass to Hamelman, and both Raina Gully and Shaley Farina were there.
Gosh.
Oh, they're giving it to the Streaks?
Yeah, which it was. It was out on them. Shaley wasn't able to touch it, I don't think.
Oh, I thought that Shaley.
Oh, actually, Shaley seems to think she did touch it because she's still down there.
Yeah, Shaley knocked it.
Nope,
they are giving it to the Streaks. Shaley, the ball went off Shaley's hand, I'm sure.
Yeah, this guy on the sideline had originally pointed that it was Sterling's ball, and then the guy on the baseline pointed it was the Streaks' ball, and then they just conferenced, and they still gave it to the Streaks.
Wow, because I thought maybe both Raina and Shaley had touched it, but one of them touched it after Sterling, but
whatever.
We'll take the breaks when we can get them. My goodness. Now, Raina with a move through the paint. Ball got knocked away, and that was one of those, if you don't call a foul,
then it's out on Raina.
Yeah.
Because Raina, nobody touched the ball after Raina lost it, and,
She's get it back. Case it inbound, and it comes to Sabrina left baseline. Out high left side, it's Lexi Daniels. Out high right side, it's Raina Gully now. Raina looks over the defense. Dribbles right, and gives to Casey between the circles. Left wing, Lexi Daniels. Now back to Casey, top of the key. Right wing, it's Raina with it. Looks over the defense, and gives to Casey on high left side. Now high post, it's Sabrina. Gives to Shaley down the left block. She'll turn, go up off the –
jump ball?
Wait a minute.
She hit her hands on the ball for less than a second.
Shaley turned to put the shot up, and they blew a jump ball. My goodness. Casey to inbound left baseline. And it comes to Shaley down the left block, up off the glass and in.
She gets it anyway. The ball don't lie.
10 for Shaley, 31-15 streaks as Galesburg tried to pull away now. Left wing, Sandoval with it. Gets picked from Borum. Goes baseline. Shot blocked. Ooh.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah. Sabrina, I think. Yeah. Well, Casey blocked from behind. Sabrina had it from the front. And, no, it went against Shaley.
No. Shaley hit it. Her arm went down.
Okay.
But there was three streaks there. The girl was – Sandoval was in the middle of all of them. So I just assumed that there was going to be a foul call against one of the streaks.
I thought it was either going to go Casey or Sabrina because I thought Sabrina had gotten a piece of that one. Sandoval hits the first free throw. That's three fouls on Shaley now with 5:07 to play in the third. Second shot for Sandoval is good. She's got 10 points on the ball game. Her first two free throws of the game. 31-17 streaks, 5:04 to play, third quarter. Out high left side, Casey Williams. Now to Lexi Daniels between the circles. Now it's Raina Gully out high on the right side. Now back to Lexi, top of the key. Passes to Casey out on the left side. Dribbles to the left baseline. Tried to get the shot off, and it's blocked and stolen away by Fritz. Now it's Gabby Sandoval with it on the right wing. Sandoval lost her footing and fell.
I hope her
somehow,
ankle's okay.
Yeah, it looked like she twisted her ankle a little bit. Now Hamelman gets it down, and again, that falling to the floor this time was Wait a minute.
You're going to get a timeout called by the bench.
As Everett just, I don't know what the deal is. That's like the third time we've seen them just fall. There was no, like, contact or anything, and Everett fell trying to get that pass. I don't know if the floor sticky or what, but a 30-second timeout called by Ryan Vasquez. We'll keep it right here, 4:33 to play third quarter. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They're on North Henderson Street in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all street road games. We're driving a certified pre-owned Nissan Altima. Really nice vehicle. Got just not quite 14,000 miles on it. 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Covers engine, transmission, transfer case, drive train, replacement parts, and much more. 167-point inspection. Check out all the certified pre-owns because peace of mind with the certified pre-owned. But also right now, President's Day is still going on now through February 16th. Some great deals on the brand new 2015 Altima sedans. 0% financing for 60 months plus $1,000 bonus cash. Fritz with a basket for Sterling, and that's her first of the ball game. Make it 31-19 streaks.
And now I guess we're going to get a foul called.
Who? On.
Sabrina, I don't know.
I have no idea.
That was away from the ball.
Yeah.
And it was away from the action because they tried to go inside to Shaley.
Yeah,
and
she was posted up. I have no idea where that one came from. That's the second on Sabrina. 4:10 to play third quarter. Sandoval on the dribble out on the left side. Gets to Everett. Now it's Hamelman. Now it's out to keep Borum travel with it. Thank you very much. And the Streaks will get it back with 4:01 to play. Sammy Thompson, Kaylin Boyson set to check back in for the Streaks. They'll replace Shaley Florine and Casey Williams back in for Sterling. It'll be Barnhart.
No, Casey's not coming out. Sabrina is.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Shaley's staying
yeah,
in.
Shaley's staying in. Okay.
Because Shaley headed to the bench at first.
So Barnhart replaced Everett for Sterling. Kaylin Boyson to Raina Gelly out on the left side. Kaylin between the circles. Back to Raina on the left wing. Gets to Shaley down the left block. Up off the glass. In. And.
And the foul.
Okay, are they gonna, I'm not sure what they're calling. Okay,
yeah, they called
the way he indicated, it looked like he was going to call a charge because you know out with the fist. So the foul went against Hamelman. That's her first. Shaley gets the basket and a chance at the three-point play. She's got 12 in the ball game, 33-19 Streaks lead. Free throw is up and short. And the rebound, Sammy Thompson ties up Borum. Possession arrow points toward Sterling. Now Sabrina Clay checks in and replaces Shaley. 3:45 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 33-19. This is Borum just held the ball on her hip and bounced again. Now it is Sandoval on the left wing. Drives baseline, shot is up, blocked by Sabrina. Yeah, she's going to get called for the foul, though.
She swung down.
Yeah, she would have kept her hand up. She would have, I think, gotten a clean block, but she got up there and then brought the hand down as Sandoval tried to kind of double pump on it. Sabrina picked up her third foul now. And going to the free throw line, Gabby Sandoval with two shots. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Now make it 11. Well, game is not over by any means. Streaks trying to pull away, but Sterling still hanging around as she missed that one. Rebound tipped up, and Borum brings it down. Now a steal, though, by Lexi Daniels. Lexi down the right side, bounce for Raina, and Raina gets fouled. Good hustle. And Lexi should have just taken that layup. I'm not sure. I think that's what Coach Massey's telling her because Lexi had a clean lane to the basket, and she and Raina were about the same distance from the basket, and she made the pass, and that gave, Barnhart time to run down there and get the foul and keep Raina from making the free throw. So Raina goes to the free throw line with two shots. First one is good.
Raina and I have been one of those games where she's scoring a bunch, but she's got six assists in the game to go with her now 4 points.
Casey Williams back in for the Streaks, replacing Lexi Daniels. In there with Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay, Raina Gully, and Kaylin Boyston. Second shot up and good as well for Raina. She's got five, make a 35-20 Streaks, 3:25 to play third quarter. Hamelman down the left side, cut off by Raina Gully. And
now we're going to get a foul called on
Raina
for, I guess, being too close.
Well, what happened was it was kind of a late call because she kind of went toward the basket and faked, and Raina went up in the air and kind of came down almost on her, and then she lost her footing and fell, and that's when the foul was called. Inbound comes to Sandoval out left of the center circle. Sandoval goes to the top of the key, stops, keeps her dribble, now gives it out high to Robinson. Now it's Hamelman in the center circle with 3:12 to play in the quarter. Hamelman dribbles right, now back to the left, now back to the right, picks up and gets to Borum, now left wing at Sandoval. Sandoval on the dribble, fires a three. That one's good. My goodness. She shoots better when there's a defender right there because Casey Williams was right there. Sandoval able to put it up and in.
She's 3 for 7 now. That breaks a slump of missing 4 in a row.
Back to a 12-point lead, 35-23 streaks, 2:45 to play. Now down on the right block. Nice move by Sabrina Clay. Just went right around Robinson.
Well,
Robinson's got 3 fouls also. Yeah. Yeah, she didn't really defend it, and Sabrina has 10 now, make it 37-23.
Robinson doing some self-preservation now. Steal by Kalen.
Yeah, it was Sabrina Clay actually knocked that ball away. Kalen came up with it. Now no-look pass to Casey, right wing. Three-pointer is good! Casey Williams with her second of the ball game. And a timeout called by Ryan Vasquez. And what do we call, a full or a 30? This is just a full timeout, looks like, with 2:23 to play in the third. Streaks lead 40-23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When a car salesman tries to sell you an extended warranty, just say no. That's right, no. Why should you pay for it? Cavanaugh Motors will give you a lifetime powertrain warranty at no extra charge. And that's on every new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, excluding diesels. I'm Jim Boner from Cavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth. We believe in the quality of our product. Shouldn't everyone? During Ram Truck Month at Cavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth, that's right, nobody beats our deal. Nobody.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
A long road trip north finds the Galesburg boys basketball team heading to DeKalb. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me for Streaks pregame coverage at 6:40 tonight on WGIL.
2:17 to play third quarter. Sterling with the basketball as Casey Williams knocks it out of bounds. And the Golden Warriors will have it at the end of the scorer's table. It'll be Barnhart to inbound. And it comes to Borum in the center circle. Borum on the dribble out high, working against Shaylee Florine. Goes to the free throw line, now picks up, kicks out to Sandoval out high on the right side. Sandoval gets a pick from Robinson. Sandoval on the dribble into the paint, splits the defender, scoops it up off the glass, missed the shot, and Shaylee with a rebound. Gets the outlet to Raina Gully. And she gets bumped by Borum. That's going to be her third foul. And the third team foul on Sterling here in the second half with just under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. 40-23 streaks. Starting five back in for Galesburg. Casey Williams, long three, left wing. Good! Her third of the ball game. She's got 10 points, make it 43-23. Biggest lead of the ball game for the streaks at 20.
And she's hit three of her last four, so she's really heating up at this point.
Driving baseline, it is Barnhart, cut off nicely by Lexi Daniels. Now it's Sandoval, gets into the paint. Oh, a shot blocked by Casey. Must have got a piece of the hand from behind. Casey's done a really good job on Sandoval defensively. Even though she's got some points, she's hit a couple of tough step-back threes. But overall, I think Casey's done a great job on her, and she's gotten some blocks. That's three now on Casey. And Sandoval hits the first free throw. 15 for Sandoval. She's got 15 of their 24 with 1:32 to play in the third quarter. Second shot is up and good. Nearly automatic. She missed one last time she was at the line, but that time she really looked automatic. 1:32 to play here in the third. Streaks lead 43-25. Raina Gully to set the offense for the Streaks. Out high right side, it's Lexi. High post to Sabrina. Fires a 16-footer. Bounces high, no good. Rebound, Shaylee put back up and in.
Good job by Shaylee patrolling the boards there. She got it and didn't even think about bringing the ball down below her waist, and she put it right back up and in.
Shaylee with 14, 45-25. Driving left side, ooh, a shot blocked by Rain. I think she's going to pick up the foul, though, as it was Everett driving down the left side. And that will be three on Raina now, too. So the streaks with you've got Shaylee, Sabrina, Casey, Raina, all with three fouls. First shot is up and good for Caitlin Everett. She's got 3 points in the ballgame, 45-26, 108 to play here in the third quarter. Kaylin Boyson comes in, and she'll spell Raina Gully, I'm guessing, until the end of the third. Second one is up and good for Everett. 45-27, Kaylin Boyson will set the offense for the streaks. against the 2-3 zone. They're spreading out and coming out and picking up a little bit now. Kaylin right of the center circle with under a minute to play. Now Lexi back to Kaylin right of the center circle. Back to Lexi on high right side. Back to Kaylin now. Now Casey Williams in the center circle. Less than 50 seconds to play. Casey will dribble left. Now to Sabrina Tabatagi. Back out to Kaylin with 42 seconds to play. Streaks looking for their 23rd win of the season. Looking to drop Sterling to 500. 30 seconds to play now. Kaylin Boyson, Casey Williams left of the center circle. Don't want to get a five call here. Casey on the dribble. Hands off to Kaylin. Got knocked away, and a foul is going to be called on Everett as she reached in on Kaylin Boyson. Just the fourth team foul on this in the second half on Sterling. Everett's first foul. Actually, I guess they called that on...
They called it on Barnhart.
So that's her second. 13 seconds to play. Shaylee with it. Got bumped. No call. Now it's Kaylin Boyson. 8 seconds to play. Sabrina Clay. Now Shaylee top of the key. Right wing. It's Kaylin Boyson to Sabrina down the right block. Leans in up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound. Casey Williams gets it off at the buzzer. Blocked by Robinson. Streaks had a shot at it. Couldn't get it up and in. Nice effort there at the end of the third quarter. We have played three quarters of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors 45-27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. Nova Singers, under the direction of Dr. Laura Lane, present Journeys and Transformations on Valentine's Day at Kresge Recital Hall. Tickets are $18 for adults, $15 for seniors. Students get in free. Read about the program on our calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
WGIL congratulates Mark Waldorf of Galesburg, who won $20 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations, Mark, from Galesburg Radio 14.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson back at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, Sterling High School. 8 minutes to play in the ballgame. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors 45-27. Streaks outscored the Warriors 20-14 in that third quarter. Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Sabrina Clay, Shaylee Florine, Kaylin Boyston, Casey Williams, and Lexi Daniels. Nice feed on the give and go. Kaylin Boyston, Sabrina Clay down the right side. Sabrina lays it up and in. She's got 12, 47-27. This is Borum. Over the top, tried to get it to Fritz, and the ball got knocked away and a tie-up.
Yeah.
And it's going to go back to Sterling. It should be because the Streaks had it to start the quarter. Sandoval will inbound from the right baseline. 7:37 to play in the ballgame. And it comes to Borum. Fires a quick two-pointer. Can't hit the shot. Rebound, though, comes down to Everett. And she puts it up and in. Was that Everett? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Everett with six. And make it 47-29 streak. 7:22 to play. Shaylee Florine, top of the key. Left wing. It goes to Casey Williams. Casey stops and fires a three. That one's too strong. Rebound, Shaylee Florine. Shaylee splits the defenders and...
We're going to call for a charge.
I don't know about that. She brought it down. She tried to split the defenders, and Fritz was moving back. And, I mean, Shaylee did initiate the contact, but that's her fourth foul now. So Sammy's going to come in and replace Shaylee. She's got 14 points in the ballgame. Shaylee does. And she'll go to the bench with four fouls. Sandoval behind the back dribble. Steps back. Now runs into Kaylin, but Kaylin's going to get called for that foul.
And yeah, it just kind of one of those things where Kaylin had her arm out and she ran into her arm, so obviously it's an easy call for the official. They're going to call that just about every time.
So a chance of the one and bonus for Sandoval. That's the ninth team foul on the Streaks as she hits the first.
Sandoval, a senior.
Pretty good player. Second shot is perfect.
She would definitely be described as a high-volume shooter,
yeah,
though, because she's already taken 17 shots in this game, and she is just 4 of 17.
She's got 18 points in the game. Streaks lead 47-31, under 7 minutes to play. Casey Williams across midcourt, right of the center circle, picks up, gives to Kaylin Boyce, now high right side. Kaylin kicks out to Lexi, right baseline for three. That one's short. Rebound comes down to Borum for the Golden Warriors. Now it is Sandoval on the dribble. Sandoval steps back, top of the key, fires a three from straight on. Good, my goodness.
She has a quick trigger. I mean,
yes,
that's
she does.
Pretty impressive quick trigger.
47-34, 30-second timeout called by Ryan Vasquez.
Streaks at one time were up by 20 in this one. They were 45-25, and since then they've been outscored 9-2.
Raina Gully on the bench with the three fouls. Now you've got Shaylee with four, Sabrina with three, Raina with three, Casey with three. So Coach Massey just has to kind of determine what he wants to do, what he wants to risk right now. And at this point, he's got Raina and Shaylee out. And I guess, obviously, you're going to want your best ball handler in there at the end of the ball game. So I understand why he's saving Raina at this point. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Leading 47-34, Sammy Thompson inbound. Full court pressure, man-to-man from Sterling. Inbound to Casey, right back to Sammy, and it gets tipped away by Borum.
Yeah, that was a bad call. It went off Sammy's leg, and the official who seems to have a problem concentrating on the game is walking away from Coach Vasquez and saying he didn't see anything.
Sammy to inbound, and now
wow,
Casey
now we have three players, two players on the floor, both hurt, and now you're going to stop a fast break?
You don't...
I mean, I know Borum's on the floor hurt, and Casey was rolling on the floor a little bit, but you're not supposed to stop a fast break.
When it's somebody from the other team, you wait till either the clock stops or a basket scored by the
or the momentum stops.
Yeah,
the momentum of the play hadn't even stopped, and
my goodness,
I don't think that. You know, and I understand. I by no means want somebody in major pain rolling around on the floor down there, which Borum has to go to the bench. But at the same time, this is a varsity game. You don't stop the play.
And wow. Raina Gully checked back in, and I don't. I mean, I guess it is a dead ball, but I'm not sure that you're able to get a sub in at that point. But anyway, Raina's back in. The inbound got knocked away, went into the backcourt. Now Casey Williams will inbound, and it comes to Raina in the backcourt. Now across midcourt goes to Sabrina, and she'll wait for her teammates and gets it back out to Raina left of the center circle. And now a foul's going to go against Barnhart as she bumped Raina Gully, and that's just the 15th foul on Sterling,
third
on Barnhart. Yeah. So they've got a couple to give, and they're going to play man-to-man now. Sri should be able to take advantage of this. And it comes to Raina in the backcourt. Now Sammy Thompson out high left side. Back to Raina near the center circle with 6:16 to play. Raina Gully on the dribble. Bounces for Sabrina right wing. Out to Sammy. Now it's Raina between the circles on the volleyball spike line. Out right side it goes to Lexi. Now it's Sabrina with it. Top of the key. Dribbles left and gives to Casey. Casey Williams, top of the key now. Passes for Sammy out high right side. Now to Sabrina in the paint and got tied up. Yeah, Sabrina, the mistake she made on that one as she tried to, she put it on the floor and tried to turn and go up with a shot, had the ball down at her hip, and Everett was right there to get her hands on it and tie her up. Fortunately for the Streaks, of possession arrow points their way.
Yeah, you can't bring that ball down. You've got to keep it high.
Shaylee Florine checks back in, replaces Sammy Thompson. Casey Williams inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Lexi Daniels, right baseline for three. Short. And a nice block out by Sandoval, or rather that was Everett, and Sandoval comes up with it as Lexi was trying to get at the ball, but a really good job blocking out by Everett. Now Sandoval, left wing on the dribble, picks up, gives to Robinson out between the circles. Now back to Sandoval. Sandoval, right wing to Phillips. Phillips on the dribble, goes baseline, shot blocked by Sabrina Clay. Phillips comes up with it. Kicks out to Sandoval. She's got an open three, missed that one, in and out. Sabrina Clay with a rebound. Pretty sure that she hits when people are guarding her.
Yeah.
She can't hit the open threes.
Yeah, not a big fan of being wide open.
No. Ball got knocked out of bounds on the outlet pass, and the Streaks will have it on the far sideline. Casey Williams inbound, and it comes to Raina Gully in the backcourt. Raina across midcourt, left side, goes to the left wing. Now pulls it back out and sets for the Streaks. 5:15 to play. Dribbles right, gets picked from Shaylee, and... travel call. She tried to switch directions, and Robinson stepped up. Raina ran into her, and Raina got called for a foul. A travel. She had lost the ball, so I'm not sure how that was a travel because she lost the ball when she made contact with Robinson, but the Streaks turned it over with 5:12 to play, leading 47-34. Sandoval will bring it up and set for the Golden Warriors. Dribbles left, gives to Barnhart on the left wing. Trying to find Sandoval. Barnhart looks over the defense. Now puts on the floor, gets to Sandoval, top of the key, dribbles left, fires a three, blocked by Casey Williams. Rebound, Sabrina Clay, and she gets fouled from behind by Barnhart. Great job by Casey. Sandoval thought she'd gotten free for that one, fired it. Casey stepped up and got the block.
Nine rebounds now for Sabrina Clay, four blocks for Casey Williams.
So another possible Days Autobody Crunch Time player of the game right there. Casey has done a great job defensively on Sandoval, even though she's got 20 points now. Raina Kelly, one-on-one break.
Yeah, but 20 shots to get there.
That's true. Now Lexi Daniels for three right wing. That one's short. Rebound comes down to Sandoval. 4:44 to play. Sandoval to Robinson down on the right baseline. Kicks out to Phillips. Now it's Sandoval out between the circles. 4:35 to play now in the ball game. Streaks lead 47-34. Nobody scored a point for a while. This is Barnhart on the dribble. Picks up at the free throw line. Kicks to Borum on the left wing. She'll fire an 18-footer. That's strong. And boy, hit nothing but glass. And Sabrina Clay brought down the rebound. Now Casey Williams with it. Now to Raina. And a 30-second timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg for providing the transportation to all Streaks road games. Driving a very nice certified pre-owned Nissan Altima. And they've got a President's Day sale going on now. It goes through February 16th, and they've got over 100 new vehicles in stock. Selection has never been greater. You can check out the 2015 Nissan Rogue SUV, 0% financing for 60 months, plus $500 bonus cash. The 2015 Pathfinder 7-passenger SUV, 0.9% financing for 60 months, plus $2,500 cash back. And if you love the Altimas like we do, 2015 featuring 0% financing. This is the sedan, 0% for 60 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash. You can check out the President's Day sale at Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. We thank them for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games. Shaylee Foreen, top of the key, out high right side. Raina Gelly to Sabrina Clay down on the right block. Can't get the shot to fall. And Sabrina. Going to get called for the foul.
Yeah, and that's a bad foul. Yeah. I mean, it ultimately, hopefully, won't mean anything in this game. But there was no reason for it. She just slapped down at the girl's arm and hit her in the arm, trying to go for the ball.
After it was Fritz that came down with the rebound. That's four now on Sabrina with 4:09 to play. And going to the free throw line will be Lauren Fritz for Sterling. She's got 2 points on a basket in the third quarter, and she'll have two shots at it. That's the 10th team foul on the Streaks, and she missed the first one badly. Again, been a while since anybody scored a point in this ball game.
The last point was the three by Sandoval.
Second shot for Fritz is up. That is no good. Rebounds Shaylee Florain. Now Raina Gully with it in the backcourt. She'll work against Everett. Gets it across in the center circle. 4 minutes to play.
Shaylee and Sabrina both with double-digit rebounds now, both with 10.
So both with double-doubles in the game, both double-figure points as well. Raina in the center circle. Sterling in a man-to-man. Raina picks up on the left wing, bounces for Shaylee down the left block, spins, lays it up with a left hand and in. There's a mismatch. You can do the entire rest of the game as long as Shaylee doesn't foul out. Now nice job by Casey defensively as Phillips just lost the ball out of bounds on the baseline. And the Streaks will get it back with 3:37 to play, leading 49-34.
Five turnovers in the half, 14 for the game now for the Golden Warriors.
Raina across midcourt, left of the center circle. Gets a pick from Shaylee, dribbles right down the right side lane, kicks out to Lexi, and she didn't pull the trigger on the three that time. Gives to Sabrina out high left side on the volleyball spike line. Sabrina bounces for Shaylee between the circles out high right side to Raina. Now Lexi, top of the key. She'll dribble out near the center circle. Gives to Casey left of the center circle with 3:10 to play. Casey Williams on the dribble. Gives to Raina in the center circle with 3:08 to play. Streaks content to run a little bit of clock and look for an easy one. Raina now, she's going to stop. Thought about the three. Now she'll fire it wide open. Good! That is her second of the ball game.
And she got lucky there. Shaylee was setting a moving screen. Luckily, the officials didn't see it because she was just kind of moving right in front of the defender the whole way to free up Raina.
Back to an 18-point lead as Sandoval gets in the paint. The runner's up, bounces off, no good. Shaylee tips the rebound up and
over the back.
I don't know how you call that. Shaylee had the inside position.
No, Shaylee went over the top. She put her right arm up over. The ball came off long to the right. Fritz had the position where the ball ended up coming off. You're right, as far as having the inside position, if it had come straight down, but since it was a long rebound, Fritz ended up having the superior position. So when Shaylee went to get the rebound, she had to reach over the top and hit Fritz in the head with her arm, and that's the fifth on Shaylee. She fouls out.
16 points for Shaylee as Fritz misses the first free throw. How many rebounds?
10.
16 and 10 for Shaylee Florain. Pretty nice ball game. Just one basket here in the fourth quarter. Streaks with a 52-34 lead. Now make it 35 as Fritz hits the second. Sammy Thompson replaced Shaley. So Sabrina Clay, Raina Gully, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels for the Streaks. Full court pressure, and it comes to Raina on the run. Three-on-three break. Raina down the middle, kicks out to Sammy left wing. She'll pull it out and gives to Casey left to the center circle. Now Raina Gully in the center circle with 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Raina will dribble right, goes to the wing, picks up and gives to Sammy out between the circles. Hands off to Casey Williams. Casey dribbles left, gets picked from Sammy, goes to the wing and picks up. And a foul's going to be called on Sandoval as she reached in on Casey. That's her first foul of the ball game, I believe. Now 17 fouls. So Casey Williams will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. So Coach Vasquez playing offense, defense, switching players in and out. Casey Williams at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. She was 1-for-2 in the first quarter. She's got 10 points and now make it 11. She'll get the bonus. 53-35 Streaks, our first palindrome score of the game. Haven't had one of those for a while, seems
no,
like.
No, no, yeah, it's been a little while.
2:19 to play. And Casey will change that right now. She makes the second. 54-35, 2:18 to play. Streaks with a lead. Sandoval on the dribble. Over the top to Robinson, and Robinson puts it up short. Rebound, Sabrina Clay. Nice job, Sabrina, fighting for that rebound. Going up high with Robinson, tipped it up and was able to pull it down. Raina Gully with it. On the dribble, lost a handle. Now got it back out on the right side. Goes to the wing, picks up, gives out high right side to Sammy Thompson. Sammy holds on and gives to Sabrina Clay out high on the left side. Sabrina holds on and hands off to Casey Williams, and Sandoval gets called for a push. If he didn't call that, he was going to call a travel. It was the same thing when Casey got the handoff. There was some contact there, and Sandoval got called for it, so Sabrina Clay is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one of most. First time Sabrina's been at the line here this afternoon.
Coach Vasquez is conceding as he's taking out four players here at once.
And the only one that's in that's been in at all the rest of the game is Phillips, so all new players. First shot for Sabrina is up and good. She'll get the bonus.
Coach Massey has not made a similar move just yet.
Sabrina's got 13 in the ball game, 55-35, back to a 20-point lead for the Streaks with 1:50 to play. Second shot is up and good. 14 for Sabrina Clay. This is Phillips on the right side with it, working against Casey Williams. Goes baseline and got traveled, no call, and put a shot up, no good. Rebound tipped out, and coming down with it is Cheyenne Harrington for Sterling. She gives way to Mackenzie Garza.
Coach Massey getting the bench up now. He's got three players at the scorer's table.
This is now a Cassidy Peckert, or Peckert. Peckert, take your pick. We've heard it, but I didn't listen to see what the PA guy called. It's Casey Williams.
He called her Peckert when I talked to him earlier.
Madison Ross checking in. Sage Milroy and Kaylin Boydson for the Streaks. As Lexi Daniels, Casey Williams, and Sabrina Clay will come out of the ball game. And it comes in the backcourt. This is Harrington with it, working against Raina Gully.
Kind of surprised to see Raina still out there. And here comes Kayla Townsend as I say that.
Now it is Phillips with it, dribbles right against Kaylin Boydston. Now top of the key, this is Garza. Garza looks over the defense, left wing, it goes to Peckert. On the dribble, now picks up with 52 seconds to play. Now it is Harrington, stolen away by Raina Gully. Raina's going to get a layup out of this down the right side. Lay it up and in. And Coach Massey calls timeout just to get his subs in. So Kayla Townsend will come in and replace Raina Gully with 40.8 seconds to play. And the Streaks leading 58-35. Harrington with it. Right side, it's Phillips with 30 seconds to play. Phillips drives baseline. Gets it to Shearer. Back to Phillips. Five-footer from the right baseline is an air ball. It's going to go back to Sterling, as I think it went off Kayla Townsend last with 25.4 seconds to play. Streaks will pick up their 23rd win of the season against seven losses. And it comes shot blocked. I'm not sure if it was Sammy or
I think
Kayla
got
Townsend
that
got that block on Sydney Shearer. 15 seconds to play. Coach Vasquez says no fouls, please. Kalen stops, picks up, gives to Sammy out between the circles with 9 seconds to play. Sage Milroy left wing. Now drives to the top of the key, gives to Madison Ross, right wing. Kayla Townsend with 4 seconds to play. Kayla drives to the free throw line, kicks out to Sage Milroy, fires the three at the buzzer, short, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks win their 23rd game of the season. Final score, Galesburg 58, Sterling 35. Hard-fought win for the Galesburg Silver Streaks here this afternoon. And the Streaks win it and move to 23-7 on the season. Sterling drops to 14-14. Final score, Galesburg 58, Sterling 35. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our final stats, name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together, better. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Cratty with Cratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Cratty Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Cratty Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Well, if Monday's meeting's boring and Tuesdays are too slow, if Wednesdays leave you snoring, there's something you should know. It only takes 4 quarters to brighten up a day. Just $1 for coffee or hash browns will chase your routine blues away.
Start every day with a tasty deal at McDonald's and grab a sausage burrito, fluffy eggs and sausage wrapped in a warm tortilla. Always delicious, always just $1. Price and participation may vary.
The official WGIL forecast for this afternoon, sunshine and a high near 45. For tonight, cloudy with some patchy fog or drizzle after midnight, a low of 36. Tomorrow, clouds with patchy fog and a slight chance for some drizzle in the morning, then rain in the afternoon at a high near 38, but the temperature is steady or slowly falling tomorrow afternoon. By Monday, sunshine at a high near 28. Right now, mostly sunny skies and 45 at WGIL.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Sterling High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 23-7 on the season as they down the Golden Warriors by a final score of 58-35. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up a little while later this evening on WGIL. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip as the Streaks are on the road to DeKalb to take on the Barbs. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that action for you here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And this is one where, boy, a lot of people did a lot of different things. Shaylee and Sabrina both with double-doubles and points and rebounds. Really did a great job. And Sabrina got to stay on the floor the whole time and without fouling out. You had Raina Gully. Great job running the offense. Ended up with 10 points on top of it, but a great job running the offense. Did a really good job bothering their guards defensively. But this young lady, offensively, 12 points, hit 1, 2, 3. In fact, all of her baskets came on three-pointers. And a bunch of blocks and did a great job defensively. Casey Williams, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body you better call Dave's. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our postgame coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, Altogether Better. Coach, a really nice win. A team that really played hard against you the whole game, but you guys did so many different things well in this game tonight.
I thought today the two things that stood out in my mind, maybe three things, is one is I thought offensively we're doing so much better job of recognizing what does the defense give us and do those things. I would have, you know, maybe had us shoot less and get it inside more, but, you know, some of those we were hitting them too, so it's all right. I thought the second thing was with number 12, she's one of the – she doesn't look like it, but she's one of the best players we've played against and did a lot of tough things. And I thought Casey not only did a good job against her, but he did a pretty good job of not fouling her also with things. So that was big. And then the last part of it was I thought we were a good rebounding team.
Yeah, we had both Shaylee and Sabrina double figures in points and rebounds. And we talked about that throughout the game with Casey, that the sand oval that you were talking about, you know, Casey, there's a couple times she just made really good shots, a couple times step back threes. I mean, Casey was right there and she hit a couple, but Casey also blocked a lot of her shots and just, I think, really bothered all the points she got. She had to put up a lot of shots to get her 21 points also, and that, I think that was in large part due to the defense Casey played on her.
Right, and their offense is good where they do that side ball screen for her, and so Casey's having to work to try and get over the top of that because she can hit the three off of it. And then they get the baseline drives on it. So tough job, and she did a nice job with it. And I thought in general, I think we did a pretty good job as far as composure. We fouled too much and stuff. But I thought, you know, like for Shay, I thought there were some tough calls that didn't go in her favor with things. But I thought for the most part she stayed the course.
And you mentioned the fact, recognizing the defense they were playing, everything. I thought we both thought that Raina did a really nice job of running the offense. She ended up with 10 points, but wasn't really looking to score as much, but did a great job, I thought, distributing and recognizing.
Yeah, you sometimes forget that she's a sophomore because of what she does. That I thought she did a good job of getting us into things, and I thought we had, you know, pretty good patience. And, you know, really, it's against a team that's won some good games here. You know, they just beat Ottawa, who's, you know, in the 4A regional, is a decent team there. And so they've been a good team. I thought we did a good job. You consider we didn't really shoot the ball real well. Casey did in the third quarter that kind of opened it up. But the first half, we got the lead and weren't shooting the ball well.
Coach, a nice win over a good Sterling team. One more to go in the regular season. You got the Panthers coming in, and it would be great to go out not just on a high note, but against a really good team that's really going to help prepare you for what you'll see in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they you know, present a challenge that it would be very nice to get them senior night, home floor, and be able to do those things. But you know, really proud of the group. The core of eight kids that we've got that, you know, practice with us all the time, that they're supportive of us and, you know, of each other. And, you know, when they step in, you know, they're ready to go in the roles they have, and they do a good job. And, you know, like today, Kaylin didn't play maybe as many minutes, but she came in against the good kid, and she did a good job guarding her also. So it's a team effort.
Boys won last night. I know you'll be heading over, get back on 88, head over to DeKalb to support the Streaks. I know it'll be a tough one for them tonight. They're coming up against a really, really good team tonight.
They don't play any weak teams.
That is true. All right, Coach, thanks. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Our postgame coaches interview, again, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, Altogether Better. A little more, our Days Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, Casey Williams, going to talk a little bit more about what she did. And we touched on it there with Coach Massey. I mean, offensively, yeah, she had 12 points. But, my goodness, that what she did defensively, I mean, like I said, Sandoval had to put a lot of shots up to get her 21 points. And Casey, how many blocks did she have?
Casey had four blocks, four assists, and two steals, as well as five rebounds. So she really filled up the the stat sheet tonight.
Yeah. So Casey Williams, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. We'll come back, talk more about this one, get a chance to run down our final stats and more. Streaks win it here 58-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Opening a health savings account is a great option to consider. The contributions made to an HSA may be used to pay qualified medical expenses now, or you can accumulate savings towards future medical expenses. A qualifying HSA account may also offer you tax benefits. Hi, I'm Tara Ruff at Tompkins State Bank. Opening an HSA account with us is very simple and requires no minimum balance. For more information on a health savings account, call or stop by any of our four locations today.
Here's something to think about. In today's economy, even if you have a 401k or a pension, it will most likely not be enough to fund your retirement. Your goal of lifetime financial security could begin today by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Hi, I'm Nicole Hohenberry, personal banker at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg. Understanding IRAs and their benefits can be confusing. I can help answer some of your questions so you can decide which one best fits your future goals. To learn more, please contact me or stop by any of our four locations and start saving today.
Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Member FDIC.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Sterling High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Sterling Golden Warriors by a final of 58-35. Also here today, the Galesburg sophomores were a winner over Sterling by a final of 54-24. Earlier, just before our game, the Illinois Fighting Illini game you heard here on WGIL, they defeated Michigan State on the road up at the Breslin Center in East Lansing 59-54. As we mentioned, Galesburg High boys basketball coming up tonight as they play at DeKalb against the Barbs. And Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that action. And it gets underway around 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip-off here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Time to take a look at our post-game final statistics brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks were led, they had four of their five starters. All five starters scored all the points. Four of them were in double figures. Shaylee Florine led the way with 16 points, seven baskets, 2 for 5 from the free throw line. It was Sabrina Clay with 14 points, 6 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 12 points for Casey Williams on 3 3-pointers, 3 for 4 from the line. 10 points for Raina Gelly on a couple of threes, a 2 and 2 for 2 from the line. And Lexi Daniels had 2 early threes in the game. Didn't score after that. A little bit of a tough shooting day for her, but still all around a pretty good game. That's all the scoring for the Streaks, who hit 7 threes in the game, 9 for 13 from the free throw line. One player double figures for Sterling, and that was Gabby Sandoval. She had 21 points, 4 threes, a 2, and 7 for 8 from the free throw line.
But the big key there, Tom, sorry to interrupt you, but she was 5 of 21 from the field.
Wow.
So, 21 points sounds impressive, but then you look at the fact that it took her 21 shots to get there, and that kind of shows what kind of defense the Streaks were able to put on her, even though that she scored 21.
Yeah, and that's where you credit Casey Williams,
exactly,
our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, along with Kaitlin Boyson that played some defense on her as well. 6 points for Caitlin Everett on a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Lauren Fritz on a basket, 1 for 3 from the line. 2 points for Rochelle Robinson, one of their bigs. She just had a basket and 0 for 1 from the line. 2 points for Jalen Borum on 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 1 point for Carolyn Hemmelman on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The Golden Warriors 13 for 19 from the line, 4 3-pointers in the game, all by Sandoval.
Well, team stat-wise, the Streaks turned the ball over 12 times, which isn't a bad number if you think about the game as a whole. They had 9.
Or if you think about the game Thursday night.
True. They had 9 turnovers in the first half, so only 3 turnovers there in the second half. They were able to force Sterling into 15 turnovers. Streaks win the rebounding battle 34-24. Offensive rebounds even at 11 apiece. Sterling shot the ball very poorly, just 9 of 41 from the field, including 4 of 12 from distance. Streaks were 21 of 46 from the field, so nearly 50%, including 7 of 21 from distance. I tend to agree with Coach Massey that I think that they would have benefited from getting the ball inside some more. However, that being said, like he said, they were at least hitting some of those threes. 33% from three-point range and 21 attempts is not a bad number. Individual stats, and we've kind of gone over these already, but I'll just reiterate, as Tom said 16 points for Shaylee Florine. She also had 10 rebounds, a steal, and a block, even though she fouled out in this one. Sabrina Clay, 14 points, 11 rebounds. She had an assist and two blocks. Casey Williams, as I said earlier, really filled up the stat sheet. 12 points, five rebounds, four assists, four blocks, and two steals. Lexi had 6 points, two steals, and a rebound. Kayla had a block while she was in there. 10 points and eight rebounds and a steal for Raina Gulley. And although she didn't score, Kaylin Boydston again contributing in other ways. Three rebounds, two assists, and a steal.
Streaks win it by a final of 58-35. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and wrap up. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Red,
blue,
red,
blue,
red,
blue,
red,
blue!
Boys, you're doing it all wrong, boys. You should think compromise.
Compromise?
Get your red and your blue mixing together. You got yourself a purple WGIL button.
Wear a button, win some cash.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Tompkins State Bank and Avon, Abington, Knoxville, and Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks win it here this afternoon, 58-35, the final score. Galesburg now 23-7 on the season. The Sterling Golden Warriors drop to 14-14. One more regular season game for the Streaks as they will host the Panthers from United Township coming up on Thursday night at John Thiel Gym. And That'll be a good one for the Streaks heading into the regional, Eric. We didn't play a real good, real solid game up there, and we had a lead and had plenty of chances to still win that game in spite of the way we played. And it's a team that gives us matchup problems, but it's a team that we can beat, and it would be nice to be able to get that one heading into the postseason.
Well, and it gives you something else to work on. You know, you look at these games, and it really in this last month or so heading into the regional, you want to show your team, okay, these are the things we need to tighten up if we're going to be successful going forward. And one of the things that the Streaks really need to be able to tighten up against is being able to score against a real tough defensive team that's really going to slug it out with you and slow the game down and muddy the lane. And that's exactly what this UT team does. The Streaks know that they're quick defensively, so Lexi has to be quicker with the trigger on the threes. She can't be hesitant when she gets the ball. Inside, once you get the ball inside, the player, whoever gets the ball inside, whether it's Shaylee, Sabrina, even Sammy, you know, you can't think about it. You have to go right into whatever post move you're going to pull, and you got to get that ball up and in. And then defensively, you've got to know that they're going to set a lot of screens, they're going to shoot the three, and you have to be able to lock down on that too and not give them second chance opportunities. The offensive rebounds is always a big issue too going against a team like UT.
Streaks win it here. The final score 58-35. Sophomores a win by a final of 54-24. Coming up later on again, Galesburg High boys basketball. They're on the road to DeKalb to take on the Barbs tonight. And Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that around 6:40 for the pregame 7 o'clock tip here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Final regular season game next Thursday night against the United Township Panthers. Streaks win at 58-35. Thanks to our studio engineers, Chris LeGros and Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erida saying good afternoon from Sterling.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.